Mark Vandermeer, you're the voice of the Houston Texans, so
yes.
I thought I'd ask you, what'd you think of how Jadeveon Clowney looked on Saturday night?
He was awesome. You know, it's funny because being a play-by-play announcer, I have to look at the football. Otherwise, the radio listener is really left out of some important information. But you go back and look at what Jadeveon Clowney was able to do and just sort of ISO on him. How active was he? And it just makes you think, when Watt gets back, you have Clowney, Watt, you have Whitney Merciless doing his thing. You have three elite would-be pass rushers in the game, so let's just hope they can get them all back soon.
I thought he was active. I thought it was good that he was in there. It was good to see him back out there. There's some improvement that, like every player, that he needs to make in certain areas. But overall, he was very active, made a lot of plays, pressured the quarterback, had a sack, set the edge in the running game, ran around, hustled around. It was good to see.
Yeah, you know, I think he understands where he can fit and how he can help us. And the big thing is that we do it with consistency. And, you know, he learns and he goes hard when the ball snapped. And it's never perfect, but as long as we can keep him out there, I think he wants to improve and he wants to get better.
So cool to see Clowney play productively in his first time back. It's also really cool when you see J.J. Watt out on the field running, which is what we did this week.
Yeah, I wouldn't want Bill O'Brien to call me Dr. Vandermeer or anything, but I know that when I see J.J. Watt running fast and lifting things and just doing all these athletic things on the side field, that means he's ever so closer to coming back. Now, we still don't know what that date is, but it's so encouraging to see him doing physical activity in front of everybody because, you know, he's been doing stuff away from the cameras. Now he was seen on the field, and he's got to be progressing nicely.
I just don't think anybody can predict when J.J. will be back. I would say, though, that knowing J.J. the way I do, that he'll be back sooner rather than later. He's progressing really well. He's been able to do some things on the Alter G treadmill in there, which is a really good sign. So, you know, as you guys would expect, J.J. is really wanting to do a lot more, and he's doing a good job of following the doctor's orders. But we feel good about where he's at right now relative to the beginning of the season.
Well, you know, in this league, they don't stop the games because a player is not available, you know. You still have to play the games, and so we are preparing to play the game, you know. And I know that J.J. is doing everything he can to get back to us, and he will when he is ready. But until then, we're going to have to line up and we're going to have to play. And so the guys we have on the team, they're working hard to try to get done what they can do because everybody can do what J.J. can do.
Number 99, hopefully back, like we heard from O'Brien, sooner rather than later. And that looks like it's going to be the case. Now, a guy who's been playing and playing pretty well over the last week or so, and really since he's come to the Texans, has been Brock Osweiler, a command performance running the first-team offense for most of that first half on Saturday night, Mark.
Yeah, he didn't end it the way he wanted to. He had the interception on fourth and goal. But when you look at the body of work in that game, and it wasn't much of a body, but the touchdown pass to Will Fuller. Nice throw to Steven Anderson as well. You know, Fuller very active overall with the four catches for 73 yards. I thought it was a nice performance for Osweiler. Great step after the first, just getting his little toes wet, really, in the San Francisco game. He built on that.
I thought he played well. You know, I thought he commanded the offense well. I went for it there on fourth and three, and he tried to make a play to Will. I'm sure he wishes he had that throw back. But other than that, I thought he played pretty well. There were a couple throws that we need to do a better job of probably coaching. You know, some of the couple of throws that we had there to Braxton, a couple other things. But overall, I thought he commanded well. He was good in the huddle. And I thought he had a decent night.
Brock's a team player first. Brock wants to win. He puts his time in. And, you know, the good that comes out of it, I'm not surprised one bit. There's a lot of time and a lot of effort, not only on the practice field, but outside of this building that he's putting in. So he knows that the clock's ticking. I mean, the season's right around the corner. So he's putting everything he can into it.
No question about who starts at quarterback. Really, no question who starts at running back. That's Lamar Miller. But behind him, Mark, big logjam of guys with a variety of different talents, if you think about it.
Yeah, Lamar Miller looks great. I love the way he runs between the tackles. You know, a lot of people think with all that speed he's just an end-around runner. No, no, no. Good lateral quickness with Lamar Miller. The numbers weren't so hot against the Saints, but he certainly looked good in flashes. And then you see Kenny Hilliard. You're going to get Alfred Blue back now. And I like Akeem Hunt. I want to see more out of Tyler Ervin. Look, it's a big bunch of ball carriers that you have to sort through right
now. It's
going to be a tough cut. Yeah, a lot of alliteration. It's going to be a tough cut when you get down to the final 53.
One thing we don't do is we don't really look at it as far as like how many carries we need to get these guys. We look at it more specific to what they're going to do situationally for us, which includes special teams. So special teams becomes a part of it for me and for Rick, but, you know, not for the offensive coaches. They're putting these guys in places. We're putting these guys in places on offense where we think they can help us.
You know, it's a competitive group, and we have a bunch of guys who have really unique skill sets. So we're just going to kind of see how it plays out over the next two games.
London talking. Charles London, the running backs coach, and he would know what he's looking at.
Yes, he knows his stuff. Always good to hear from Charles. You know, a little bit later, we're going to hear from another Charles, Charles James II. It's always fun to talk with Happy Sox. But coming up next, Dear Drew.